And today we're talking about vengeance.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
We could use it. Eric, there's a possibility that we just started the podcast without
no,
you.
No, please, no, please, don't say that's not true. What'd you say?
I don't know.
Oh.
Now I can tell we've really actually started now.
Oh, have God. Have we really? Okay. All right. Well, everybody should know by no fault of my own. Yeah, I'm fucking hungover. And no, I don't like it. And yes, it's a social experiment. And yes, I'm writing down my findings. And no, I don't like being alive right now.
I'm going to start making a playlist on YouTube. You know how we have like guests in person? And then there's going to be another one where Eric's hungover.
I really think it would only be about 15 episodes. 15 episodes.
I know, but they're pretty good. I feel like you're really rocking it on the pod when you're hungover.
Well, I thought of this in the shower today. Imagine this. You can play the piano better than anyone else, better than fucking Beethoven, Oscar Peterson, any crazy pianist, but you have to be hospital style hungover to be able to do it. Imagine that's the superpower.
Can you like Super Saiyan in and out, or do you have
no? No, day? You literally have to plan ahead and be like, I have to go get fucking faded at Barney's Beanery.
Oh my god,
that makes sense. Fully
bleary eyed, hooked up to IV.
I'm positive that is how Beethoven felt every day. You don't get, you know, ideas like that without it hurting a little bit.
Well, for him, it's for his deafness, right? And from lack of vitamins, right?
I don't know. I wasn't
deficient.
There.
What was he deficient in?
Well, certainly back then they weren't getting the superfoods and fruits that we get now. They didn't have access to acai berry and whatnot.
Chia seeds. He probably had a chia seed deficiency. What I had to guess.
Okay, look AG1 at these busted ass seltzers that I got.
Seltzer Jesus. Water. That is a great font. Select. Look at all the different fonts on that can. That makes me happy about American progress. Look at that. Nate's that got mean? A can
Waterloo?
Too.
Waterloo.
Cherry. Hate to burst your bubble, dude. Very high amounts of forever chemicals in there.
I don't give a fuck.
How you like this? Boiling. I'm drinking the Boiling. That's nice when it's bubbling as if it's boiling. So they don't intend that to be the case, but Boiling brand spells seltzer water, rather.
Somebody please hire us as branding consultants on
please.
Oh, I have a really good one. Listen, sorry to say like that, but I did have a good idea. There's a commercial for a smart toilet, okay? And it was a fancy new toilet. Like, it's whatever. I don't exactly know what it does, but it's like a, you know, bidets and stuff. So here it is. A smart toilet for your dumbass. For your dumbass. Yep. You know what I'm saying? A smart toilet for, you know.
Yeah.
I will say this hilarious idea, really funny for a podcast pitch, but we need to bring decorum back to advertising. No more of this swearing. Nope. No more of this. You know what I mean? Let's keep it.
Okay.
What ads are you seeing with swearing in them?
Oh, dude, the ads that I get are all fucking cussing. All
get
nude.
Your bitch ass some Pampers.
Iterated shit. You know.
Get
shit,
her,
I could
get
go.
It, yeah.
Give me a break. Give me that fucking thing, man. Give it to me, man. The Kit Kat bar.
I'm all bricked up for some chicken selects.
That's not a curse. But it's
and
not
I'm
decorum.
Corny and I want to fuck.
Yeah.
That would be fucking insane.
That'd be something I've never seen. Yeah. In my job, yeah.
So you guys already teased what the episode's about?
Yeah, I did a fucking crazy ass.
Do it again. Do it again.
Vengeance.
Damn.
Very good, Nate. Jesus.
That would
like
be something.
the joy that's inside of the character really informs. It's not just an evil witch
Right,
laughing. It's
right,
like
right.
a
Well, you're getting. Well, here's what's interesting,
sinister.
though. Because that villain at that point is so excited about vengeance. He can taste it. He can't wait till he gets it. But just wait until he takes out the government agency or whatever that caused his mother's death. You know what I mean? I can only assume that's the backstory.
Spider-Man.
This guy is not, this character is not fighting government agencies, all right? This
Who's
is
he
a,
fighting?
he's fighting Japanese schoolboys and girls. All right?
Well, but
Don't get it
they
twisted.
have the powerful lockets that give them ancient powers.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that real? Where did, or did you make that up just now about the lockets?
That's how quickly I can come up with these storylines. I have
Wow.
the my character would have the purple locket, which is strength and charm boost. Jack, you're noticing what?
I'm noticing a lot of your creative ideas. You're just putting a color in front of the topic.
Well, think about how iconic all those different colored Power Rangers were. And no, I'm not talking about
Right.
their ethnicities. I'm talking about literally the suits.
Right. The
Yellow Power
animated,
Ranger.
the blue wizard, of course.
And clearly the Blue Wizard.
Right.
I'm seeing someone's swag jacking that online. You posted that today, Nate. I've been seeing that damn Blue Wizard all over the place.
Well, all wizards are like most wizards are blue, you know. So this wizard that you come up
Right.
with isn't really different than, you know, most wizards.
That's the starter kit when you become a wizard is you get the blue robe.
What if I told you his skin is fucking blue and
Is
his
what's
clothes
your
are all gray?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. All
Think
right.
about this before you bring this shit up to me on a podcast.
What about the blue-skinned wizard then?
The blue-skinned wizard.
The blue-skinned wizard.
Witted.
What I was gonna say is that your character Nate was full of joy at the thought of vengeance. Oh, I can't wait. That's what's gonna make me happy. But I bet you when he takes out those schoolboys and schoolgirls who bullied him, who reminded him of his childhood bullies or whatever, when he does that, actually he will feel an emptiness, right?
Possibly,
And
sure.
actually, vengeance, once the act is complete, is a hollow feeling. Because then you go, what's next? I've been
Well, it's a
driven.
negative vibration, certainly, you know.
Certainly.
Can I get you guys' honest opinion about something? You're not gonna judge me?
No, man. Seriously, I don't do that to you anymore.
It sounded like you're joking just there.
It's not a joke, man.
All right. Should I fucking order chicken wings? I'm s
Chat, what do we think?
Chat, basically the choice will be made by the time that these people are listening. But I mean, what else is the option? What
I
are
think
your
we could
other
do a
options?
predictive chat right now that, and they would be, everybody would be like, yes. It would be a, it would be flooded with get them wings.
Get
Yeah.
that way.
All right. I appreciate it, everybody. Sorry to
W's in the
derail, but
chat. How many
that's,
wings would you have?
I could do 8. I could do 10.
Get 12.
Could you do
Whoa.
12?
I could do 12 in a challenge scenario, but I don't know if that's what I'm really up to right now. What the fuck is this? You can order from the Hot Ones wings and sandwiches.
At Buffalo? I
I don't
mean,
know. No,
at
it's its own
Wingstop?
store.
Excuse me?
It's its own
Sean
store.
Evans, you fucking brilliant bastard. Bringing first it's just interviews and then now it's an empire. That's how we need to be thinking about our own shit, by the way, guys.
Empirically.
You think Sean Evans is throwing it down in that style of way?
I bet that's how a lot of them get that interview opportunity.
I
I don't think Tom Hanks, I don't think Bill Murray is just, you know, oh,
Yeah,
he's so hot right now. He's coming out in a movie with Pete
right.
Davidson. Sure. You think that's
Nah.
what you all you and you get to talk to Sean Evans just for that? No.
Right.
Sean Evans is reserved. That is like being invited to fucking Mount Olympus to meet God. Okay.
Right.
And if you're not willing to let him throw
I
down on you,
I am wishing they got Gene Hackman up in that thing before he left this
That would
earth.
have killed him, dude. either way.
But did we
I
say
think there
shout out
is
Gene
an
Hackman
age.
yet? Did we say shout out Gene Hackman yet?
I don't think not yet.
I don't think so.
Okay, well here goes. Shout out Gene Hackman. Thank you, brother. Or should I say, he's one of my elders, so I should address him as a thank you, sir, for everything you've done for I guess character actors, authenticity in film and acting. We appreciate you and we miss you and we're very curious about what happened. If you can send
Extremely.
us a sign, let us know what the fuck happened because people have their theories, but I don't like to gossip like that. I want to know for real what happened.
And tell DMX I'll be there shortly.
Wow. DMX, Gene Hackman, Avicii, all
Aunt.
just fucking chilling, waiting in your room in heaven.
In my aunt's apartment in heaven.
Your one bedroom apartment in heaven.
Oh, but how big is the building and what floor? What else
Exactly.
is on my floor? Weirdly enough, dude, in heaven, yeah, I do want to live in an apartment building where all my friends and family are there, but they also, there's a safe, we have boundaries at the same time.
I was told in Sunday school that depending on how good of a Christian you are is how like baller your house is going to be in heaven.
I was sort of told the same thing, dude. These fucking rats that
It's
schooled us. Jesus.
that is definitely not in
That's,
anywhere in the
yeah, it's
Bible,
hell
right?
no. You want
Yeah,
a mansion, right? Right,
yeah,
right.
you are. Yeah.
I did want the mansion too, because I'm like, this is forever. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm gonna be doing nefarious stuff, I better be really used to that studio apartment lifestyle, or even having roommates, a fucking annoying ass person. A roommate in heaven for the rest of your life.
And we just came up with a TV show idea. It's
And
called Rent Controlled. No, that's not true. What could be called? So Vengeance, I would love to hear like
Landlord with Lord
well, right,
capitalized.
God is the host in
Well,
that
that's
Steve
very
Buscemi.
good. Very good. Stephen Buscemi, please accept your Oscar for the first ever TV show to win an Oscar for Best Picture.
Wait, I really quickly want to address that when I was younger, yeah, a lot of people think of heaven as white, full of clouds, gold, you know what I mean? Greek style architecture. But I had a shift. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was something they showed in school. But all of a sudden, I saw heaven very differently. And instead of it being in the clouds, it was actually heaven was like earth as God intended it. And you're running, running through the olive trees and sitting by the fire with your loved ones and just being at peace in his beautiful creation. Imagine having that thought at 9 years old. Can you imagine that?
Now imagine experiencing that every day in fucking Dubai. All right.
You think we need to build an Eden
Yep,
in
I said
Dubai?
it's already there.
You think you can? Oh, damn. Well, you know about that giant metal box they're making.
What is that?
The giant golden box that they're making in Riyadh.
Tell me more.
Dude, you clearly aren't reading about mega structures. This is a mega structure that they are building in Rotos.
I just popped it.
You
Does
just
it
popped
feel
a Roto?
minty? Oh, it feels so good.
What does that do?
It makes your eyeballs moist.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Have you guys ever wanted to claim vengeance upon somebody? Or are you going to pretend that you're not human?
Oh God, dude, I've had just I really want to commit one act of vengeance in my life. And it's going to be epic and it's going to be ruthless and it is going to be justified.
Who do you think it's going to be
Who's
after? Is it a bully in high school? Is it a
a
president?
terrorist?
Terrorist, yeah.
It would probably be some. It would probably be for some like something that people think is like an innocuous sort of thing, you know. But I
Right.
take it very personally, and they have no idea.
Somebody like kind of went before you in the grocery line or something.
Yeah, and their whole house is like fucking C4 explosives, like.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hello.
No, Do you get road rage?
I actually don't.
Right. Because actually, people are fucking raging at you, I feel.
That's
We
for
were just driving
sure.
back from Yosemite, of course, and I was getting ext I would call it extreme road rage.
You have it in you. You have,
I really do. Not like, screaming. I was keeping inside, like I keep most of my emotions, but
Let them out, Eric.
no, I can't. I'm saving that for some performances, and I've told you about that. Okay. But there's this guy that was like I'm not kidding you, less than 2 feet from our bumper. Seriously, in a Camry, and then zooming ahead, and then he would pull to the side, and I saw him on his phone slowing down. And then he went off his phone and like zoomed back up and tried to get around everybody. Bruh, really?
You have to just be, you have to assume that everybody driving is an 8-year-old who stole a car. You know what I'm saying? That's how
Right, for
you
your own safety.
achieve peace, 'cause you don't want to go out there. Yeah, if you go out on the road and you think that, yeah, oh man, every single one of these people is that fucking boss I had that closed the restaurant without telling anybody, and I just showed up one day and was boarded up. And now here's my fucking chance. I'm gonna go fucking 90 while they're going 70, and then they'll regret doing that to me. And then I'm not going to let them get off the exit. And then I'm going to make them crash. And then I'm going to get out and I'm going to choke them out and finish the fucking job. That's no way to live.
Right.
Vengeance is not a North Star to follow.
Yeah.
Unless.
I've told this, I think I said this here, that road rage, I think, is the lit. Is it litmus or litmus?
Litmus, litmus.
Litmus?
Litmus.
I don't like that. I've been saying litmus my entire life, so I'm just gonna keep on
Litmus
saying that.
check.
So this is the litmus test for inner peace, is road rage.
Wow.
Is if you have frustration while driving, that's when you know you need to do some more inner work on yourself. So Eric, are you down to do any more inner work, or you're happy
Nah,
being like
not
this?
now, man. I'm actually working on building out my rage
Rage
and
build
sort
out.
of trying out anger because I've been so peaceful and people pleasing my whole life. In the next 10 years, my anger is gonna ramp the fuck up. Are you guys interested in some historical examples of vengeance? Or do you want to just talk about sort of loose ideas and not rooted in history again?
Yeah,
No,
we
I
put
love
it.
that.
Yeah, I love history.
Do you want to hear about Hannibal versus Rome or Genghis Khan's revenge on the Khwarezm? Quare, how would you say this? Khwarezmian Empire.
Khwarezmians?
The Khwarezmian Empire? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay, this happened from 1219 to 1221, years that we all three know a lot about. The Khwarezmian Empire insulted Genghis Khan by executing his trade emissaries. Big fucking mistake, dude. In response, Genghis Khan unleashed one of the most brutal campaigns in history, wiping out entire cities and killing, bro, literally millions, ensuring no Khwarezmian resistance remained. And you wonder why we don't know what that empire's called, right?
Right. Wow.
So,
Whoa.
if you were one of the Khwarezmian sort of presidents of the time, how would you act differently, and how would you get Genghis Khan to stop?
Well, first off, my question is, does that begin in a sort of letter format? You know what I'm saying?
What do you
Like
mean?
that this is about to, that you've displeased me, you know, to kick it all off? Or is it just like, we're going there with the squad and we're going to go wreck havoc and just like fucking kill everyone, you know? Because I feel like war was a little bit more formalized in that way, where they would write each other and be like, just so you know, at dawn this day, we're going to assemble and we are going to be have our troops aligned face to face, and we're going to have a battle. Do you accept?
Well, I'm not sure how it actually went down, but in my mind, in the graphic novel that I'm drawing in my brain right now about this incident, Genghis Khan didn't leave, he actually found the emissaries himself, and these were his fucking best friends from high school, whatever. And he found them murdered by the Khwarezmians, whatever, and probably fell to his knees crying, and then executed all the soldiers that saw him crying so he didn't show any weakness, right? Then he says to the Khwarezmians, "All right, you know what? Send over one of your guys and we'll talk this through, right? Like adults. And there needs to be no more violence." And the Khwarezmians say, "All right, we'll send them over." They send over one of their best soldiers, one of their top generals. Here's what I would think Genghis Khan would do if he wanted to show them he really meant business. Send the fucking their emissary back on his horse, headless. And have that horse ride into town, and that would be a fucking declaration of war.
Don't you think the horse would just ride off into the woods and just start like, you're like, oh, I'm free, and there's
Not
a
if it's a
female.
Mongolian trained horse. Not if it's Mongolian.
I bet you there's one scenario where that happened, where one of them horses got a little horny on the way back and saw a beautiful wild horse in the distance, and there was a dead guy on the back wall. That horse was just clapping fucking horse cheeks in the woods.
Man.
Could you imagine?
Oh, but
Yeah,
that's
man. I
when, and
mean,
then,
imagine a lot.
well, just when the horse is thinks it's having an amazing day, that's when you fucking bust out of there and smack that horse over the head with the fleshlight that you're hiding there with a sword. And then all of a sudden, sling! You see how lust can be the befoulment of all animals, not just human being animals.
The sword with the hilt as the fleshlight,
Yeah.
and you're going into battle stroking. That would be
Well, I'm in
intimidating.
a horse
I'll
costume.
say that.
Jesus. Well, I would, if I was trying to stop Genghis Khan from destroying me and my friends, it's very simple what we do. You have to surrender to ego. You have to say, you know what?
Right.
When this fool rolls up, we are going to have a giant welcome Genghis back to fucking Khan world. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna ride into town. Oh! All pissed, and then that's when we take the ancient medieval Gungalonian scissors or whatever, slink, and we slice the fucking thing. Everybody pops out of their houses. Surprise! We're like giving up all our women, all our children. We're all killing ourselves. Not that, because that's the point, is that we don't get killed or nothing.
We're all killing
No,
ourselves.
not that far. But
Yeah, right.
we
That would
say you're
show
the
that show
king.
him that you meant business.
We say you're the king. But then guess what? So he goes and sits in the king's throne then, and he gets on his horse. And then he leaves, and we all go back to living life. And you rulers, you get to think, I was the ruler. I ruled it. But how does that feel when the rest of us are out here eating fucking ancient pistachio stew, enjoying each other's company, and you're not there?
Did
You're
you
not
watch the guy
welcome.
making the cashew stew this morning? Is that why he brought up pistachio stew?
I didn't.
Because, bro, what are the chances, dude? I watched a video this morning of a guy making cashew stew.
The slim. It's never happened before.
That is called synchronicity. Synchronized
thinking. Similar to
And
swimming.
can I give you guys a little history lesson? Because it's so funny that
Yeah.
you guys think of Genghis Khan as this ruthless leader who conquered all of the known world of that time,
To him,
right?
right, to him,
To him, of
there's much
course.
more land than he knew
That's
of.
why I said known world. Right. Okay. So you realize that most of what we consider to be Genghis Khan's kingdom was actually conquered by his son, Kublai Khan.
Bro,
Oh,
if you don't
Kublai.
think I know about Kublai Khan, damn, Genghis and Kublai. All right. So
The
we're going
cons
to
are coming
have
over.
Nate, your kid's going to be Tutankhamun. My two boys are going to be Genghis and Kublai. Jack.
Yeah.
What about you, man?
You're telling me that I have to pick ancient historic children? Oh, I'm gonna pick their names based
Pick
on
the name
historic
now.
people?
Pick the name.
Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego obviously come to mind. I haven't been able to get them off my mind ever since I learned about
Shadrach,
them.
Meshach, and Abednego.
Even
Well,
if I
I want to
have
see
more
a
than the three
kid.
kids.
I want to see a kid in the future that, you know how like people have, they take both the last names of their spouse, they combine them, and then their kid has two names, and then they get with a kid that has two last names, and then they combine theirs. And I want to see that, how far does that go? Because there's going to be a couple kids that go 6 to 12 generations of keep stacking on the last names. You know what I'm saying? And then it's going to become a problem.
I like where your head's at. I like the things that you're thinking about for the future. Keeping tabs on what could happen. I appreciate that. I don't know the answer, but I don't know the answer. Well, I mean, do you want to hear about the Sicilian Vespers?
The Sicilian Vespers. Damn, I'm quite intrigued actually.
Okay. The people of Sicily rebelled against their French Angevin. What the fuck are, I've never heard of these people. Rulers in a
Like
vengeful
everyone, there's something you
I
can't
mean
name.
you guys don't all right in a vengeful massacre after years of oppression. The uprising began during Easter festivities and resulted in the slaughter of thousands of Frenchmen. That's what you fucking get after an oppression like that.
Man, the French have been bamboozled throughout history, man. Have they ever won anything? I feel like they've been just being like fucking rocked.
Who, the French? Oh,
The
bro. The
French.
French have had W's for sure.
When?
But it's been up and down. When? Oh, let's see.
Yeah, they
During the
had.
Napoleonic conquering festivities.
Yeah, that turned out great for them, didn't it?
They got, let's see. They did get fucking bodied in World War II.
I bet in
They
World
needed
War
our
One,
help
if I just had to
badly.
guess, World War One, I don't think was good for them, right?
Oh, no. World War I, bro. The World War I is horrible for all young men in Europe. Regardless of country. How about this? Saint Bartholomew's Day Massacre of 1572. The Catholic ruling class in France, led by Catherine de' Medici, ordered the mass slaughter of the Huguenot, aka Protestant leaders, as vengeance for their growing influence, resulting in the deaths of thousands.
Is that Lorenzo's
Wow.
girl?
Who, Catherine?
Yeah.
Is that, oh, Lorenzo de' Medici's girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be. It very well might be.
Huh.
And here's what I have to say to that. If they could look at how Christians across the world have dwindled to almost zero right now. And so now I think Protestants and Catholics need to band together. It's funny that they ever fought. You know what I mean?
You know
You
what I'm
think
looking at right now?
what, man?
A little movie called Kill Bill, one of the greatest stories of vengeance
Wow.
ever.
Wow. Yep.
I'll tell you what, that movie hit different.
How
What is
about
that
that David
about?
Carradine up in that thing?
She wears yellow, right? Is that what she's wearing the
Oh,
whole time,
yeah.
or does she change now and then?
Oh my
She
God.
wears yellow for a lot of the movie, I'll tell you that. Because
Yellow
I
Bill.
keep track of all the outfits of
I just got
female.
pissed on. I just got fully pissed on.
Speaking of yellow, Muffy
Muffy
just
just peed on you?
All over me, bro.
No. Show the chat, man. You're kidding. Where at? On your leg? Where?
Yeah, Jesus.
God damn. What do you that means what is Muffy going through right now? Is she
I don't
probably
know.
you're mistreating her.
That's not true.
Damn, and that's some stanky pee too.
Yeah.
Cat
Damn,
pee
that's
is no
never
joke,
happened.
man.
That has never happened.
So you're just gonna like sit just
I'm just trying to plot out what I ate
you're
today.
hungover, you got fucking you're soaked in cat piss right now.
Wearing
Like
all white, recording your podcast, 33 years old. All
32 years
right.
and older. Okay, you guys keep it going.
All right.
One second, I'll be right back.
I think Eric should take a lesson. He's gone video off. I think Eric should take a note from this episode and maybe try, instead of being bigger than vengeance, saying, you know what, I'm human and I'm gonna do vengeance today, and I'm fucking peeing on Muffy.
All right, I guess that would be crazy to do though. And I don't think Eric will do that.
No, of course not. That's not, and that's what, not why he turned his camera off.
Okay, here's another movie. I'm on IMDb list, 50 best revenge films of all time. Probably one of the greatest revenge stories and vengeance stories of all time is Taken, while starring Liam Neeson.
Is he British?
He is not British, man.
All right.
A retired CIA agent travels to Europe and relies on his old skills to save his estranged daughter, who has been kidnapped
How
while on a
old?
trip to Paris. I mean, Liam Neeson is probably in his late 50s while this is going down.
Well, they said he's relying on his old skills. Does that mean he's like throwing like diseased raccoons at people and shit? Like,
I think what they're referring to is his former life as a CIA agent, as he is retired now. So he's having to conjure up his old skills from the past to enact vengeance on these violent terrorists that have kidnapped his daughter. Could you
Jesus.
imagine being a father? A father watching that must feel, I don't know.
Giving a fucking the biggest dap in the world to your fucking daughter after the credits roll.
Man. I'll tell you what, if anybody ever kidnaps somebody I love, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
It's
Well, you
literally
know,
over.
when the Virginia Tech shooting happened, you know, I think I've said on here before that my English teacher in high school said that she would take a bullet for any of us.
Wow.
Okay. And we needed to hear
Damn.
that on that day badly.
That is a good teacher.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of teachers who wouldn't do that.
Well, I'll tell you
Not to
what.
knock any, not to knock that profession, but
I don't know if I believe her though, because one time she sent me to the
prove it.
fucking principal's office for drawing a bunch of bananas with guns instead of writing an essay.
You drew a banana with a gun.
A bunch of
Wait,
them.
I think you brought that up on the podcast, and I drew a banana with a gun, right? You remember this?
I do vaguely remember that now.
Man. Okay, we got V for Vendetta.
Dude, wait, Nate, did you? Never mind. Wait, were you there for this?
For what?
Yeah, you were there. Never mind. I was about to tell you about Austin, Texas.
No, I was there pretty much the whole time, man. Yeah, we did a
Never mind,
show
never mind,
together.
never
We
mind, never mind.
did three shows together,
Yeah,
actually.
never mind. What were you about to say? You're about to read
I was
something
just
about
about to
it.
read a synopsis for V for Vendetta,
Oh, okay.
which, by the way, I would say this needs it. I'm sick of reboots. I'm sick of remakes.
But
But please bring the V for Vendetta fucking series back. Bring it back as a TV show,
now you want
because
M for Mangione.
M for Mangione.
And by the
Oh
way, Nate,
shit.
we're gonna get you that hair transplant, and it's gonna be you playing that fool.
Damn, this industry would be on its knees if I had a hair transplant, good or bad, even
You
if it was
should.
bad.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a bad hair transplant, by the way. It's
Yeah,
artistic. It's an artistic choice. If you want to fucking have a Doug Nickelodeon style haircut. Damn, was Doug fucking bald at like nine?
that was basically my inspiration. That was me, dude.
Oh, Eric is
But do you know
back.
that the you have to be on the pills when you have the hair transplant? Caleb Pitts was telling me this.
What pills?
What pills? Don't, yeah, stop. Yeah,
What
hilarious,
pills?
Jack.
Because for people who are naturally actors born, like a lot of people, it's like the swimmer's fallacy. Like people who are born and never have any hair loss tend to just go into entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
That's honestly, if I were to do a hair transplant, the pills, I just can't do them pills. I can't do it.
Nate, what if I told you you can crush them and snort them every morning?
Oh my goodness. Eric, what's the update, man?
Well, yeah, it happened. That happened. Got peed on by Muffy. Hope that isn't a sign of something bad.
Again, your life is a horror movie that doesn't start like a cat pees on
Yeah, I think it's a horror movie that doesn't stop, is what you mean to
it.
say. Never fucking stops. Is funny. I feel like, so many nasty things happen when you have these pets, and you just.
They're disgusting. Pets
It
are
makes you grow.
disgusting.
They're fucking nasty, and but they're amazing. But they're amazing as well.
Man, are you gonna? So, did you? What happened during that? You know, when the screen was off, Eric, did you wipe it up? What, were you? Did you go scream silently into a
I broke
pillow?
down. Is that what you want to hear? Yeah, I went and broke down, dude. I didn't clean up. I'm still covered in piss. I stink. Begging Muffy
Full
to tell me
breakdown.
what's happening, why she would do something like this to me when I'm going through what I'm going through in my real life. So,
She's probably telling you something.
no, they don't
Realistically.
communicate that way.
Oh, are you have you read have you checked the latest research on this, the latest literature on this? Because pee is a strong form of communication. Oh, trust me. Marking
It really is.
territory.
It really is.
I wish I could communicate via pee, man. I feel like I have a
You
lot
do,
more I could
man.
say and
Don't
express.
tell me that you don't. I know you communicate in your own ways.
That
Oh
seems like such a easier way of communication to me, in my
yeah, Pete.
opinion.
If you wanted to go home at a dinner but you didn't know how to say like, I want to fucking leave.
Well,
Just
that's
tuck
how
this in your
dogs do
pants.
it, you know? They sniff each other's asses and they get a 4D bloop, 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 and they see the gender identity, the fucking the future past, the age. It's all comes up, all their what they ate that day. It's all in the butthole smell and the pee, you know?
Wow. Right.
It's simple. In one sniff,
Everything.
everything.
Nate, I could see you opening an alternative like dog
Veterinary.
training facility, yeah.
Oh, I could see that too. Okay, what about Gangs of New York? There's no way we haven't
Wow.
fucking talked about this on the
That
podcast.
movie, bro, I might watch that
In
tonight.
1862, Amsterdam Vallon returns to the Five Points area of New York
That's his
City.
name?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Amsterdam Vallon.
Amsterdam Vallon? Who's that? Fucking Blink-182? You know
Leonardo
his name?
DiCaprio. Don't joke about this, Jack. It's Leonardo DiCaprio, dude.
Amsterdam Vallon. What's his best friend's name? Fucking Houston,
Trying to think of a
Texas
European city.
Dior. I can't do that. I
He's
can't
trying to
do
get one European city. Literally,
Amsterdam.
there's
Hold
thousands
on.
of
Amsterdam.
them. Berlin.
Fucking Paris Crayola or some shit.
Amsterdam Vallon returns to the Five Points area of New York seeking revenge against one of the craziest villains of all time,
Is that what they
Bill
say?
the Butcher, his father's killer. Now, that I would say that is a very common act of vengeance, is to kill the man who killed your father, Princess Bride style, Antonio Montoya
But
or
what
whatever.
if the man who killed your father is your father? And that's the predicament Luke Skywalker fucking gets into in Re Empire, in the Re
And
Empire Strikes Back
what if you tried to
machine.
kill your father and it didn't work out and you had mental illness problems and that's what happened to
That's
the
attempted murder,
governor
but that
of
would
Virginia?
be taken into
You
consideration by the jury.
kill your father and you're trying to enact vengeance upon yourself. Wow.
Wait, what's that movie? Remember the like the guy's wife, maybe is it, or is it the husband? Somebody gets killed. They're like on a run and at night under a tunnel. Oh, Vigilante.
I haven't seen
Vigilante.
that.
All right, never mind.
Oh, you know what
That's
movie I got from the library just now? Another Round.
Oh, it's so good. You haven't seen it yet?
No, and I'm gonna watch it with my mom.
Good luck, man.
You think she's gonna like it?
I mean, Mr. Mads Mikkelsen's in it, you know? I think anybody
Mads
would like that.
Mikkelsen?
Any mom. Mads Mikkelsen, dude.
Mads Mikkelsen. The names are really sticking with me right now. Jack Nicholson,
Is that
Mads.
a
Another
real
Round is something
name?
that we should try. Yo, this guy's a
Do you know
crazy
what it's
face.
about? They find out the scientific perfect amount of alcohol to always have in your system to have an amazing time.
I mean, I can't believe that's a real movie and not like some like offhanded idea you said on a Patreon episode.
Well,
Like, that's a real movie.
I'll say it again. It's not about premise, it's about execution. I say this in every general. You see what I'm saying? It's about the execution.
It's very similar to my premise that I say, or one of my phrases.
What?
I think it's the same thing. Yeah, what'd you say? Execution of a premise. Yeah, that's what I say too.
I'm being forced to get Indian food tonight.
Oh, God damn it, man.
I'm
When are they going
fucking.
to give you a break?
I don't fucking know. It's enough, dude. It's enough.
The
Hey, if
simulation
you
is
were.
torturing you, dude.
I
They hit the
know.
fucking Indian food button right now. Let's fucking
No! Please. Real,
need
and I'm
Indian
begging
food.
for. I'm looking at the camera, begging for ground beef and sweet potatoes. Please, just ground beef, sweet potatoes, water. No alcohol, please. Moderate, low intensity cardio for 30
I
minutes
feel
a
like
day.
I am your simulation puppet master. Like, I think I would be making the same
Whoa.
choices for you that
To
this
torture me
simulation
with
is.
deliciousness. God, if only I didn't find food so fucking delicious.
Yeah, that why is that? 'Cause that's I think food's all right, but it doesn't quite do it for me the way that it seems to do it for other people.
My mom
Talk
today
for
said that food, she said, food is my vice. She said, how do you do it? I was making some eggs. She said, you want some cheese on there? I said, no. You want some this on there, some sausage or something? No, just eggs. How do you do it? Food is my vice. So I'm inspiring my mother to eat better, you know, inspiring my family members every day.
Oh, to only have one single fucking vice. Imagine that.
How many vices do
Countless, fucking countless.
have, Eric? Would you say your worst vice is?
Probably violence.
That
Being all violent.
has to stop immediately.
That has to stop, except for fucking on screen.
Or on the battlefield.
Or that is one place where violence comes in handy. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, for the winners.
If you were on the battlefield, would you be taking out the weak soldiers or would you be going up to the fucking.
No, you take out the strong ones. You take out their berserkers first, of course. You take out their general to lower morale. And you take out the general, by the way, not respectfully. You take them out in a way that is humiliating. Then people are freaking.
Depends his
Yeah,
armor suit.
right. Then you take out the stronger looking guys. Then it's just a battlefield full of weaklings. And then you take them as POWs and you radicalize them into your own style of Christian thinking. Then they join your army. You train them, make them stronger. Then you have a fucking giant army.
See, I like to do it backwards. I like to let them know what you've done is unforgivable and you can never join me and I will never be able to trust you because that's what God positioned us like. So unfortunately, I'm going in there and I'm doing it video game style. I'm taking out all the fleas. Ping, ping, ping. See ya. You guys are background extras in this fucking war. I don't even give a fuck about y'all. It's easy, light. Then I get up to the fucking main area with the wood, you know, the wooded gate where they tried setting up a little bunker. Take out the fucking arcs or whatever they're called, archers. Then
Take out the arcs.
I make my
Jesus.
way into the castle, doming everybody. Pling, pling, pling. This is a little harder, but nothing I can't handle.
With what, a gun or swords? Because it sounds like there's
Whatever.
archers.
I don't care. Well, the archers I took out, yeah. Well, it's an advanced electronic crossbow. It's not.
Advanced electronic crossbow. Okay.
Then, because what I'm doing is I'm savoring my meal. Because then I get up to the boss's suite, and it's, you know, just to get in my head. I know, like, David Goggins says, like, no working out with music, that makes you weak. What I'm saying is, I go in war, and I'm bringing the fucking, I got it right here. I'm bringing a boom box with me, and I'm putting on the boss area music. If I'm ever in a fucking street fight, trust me, I'm taking out the motherfucking, fucking one of those temple songs from Legend of Zelda, and we're getting it in. And I get a couple tries too. If I lose once, I get to one of the scarier ones. Dun, 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 dun.
I'll tell you what, I would be surrendering so quickly in a battle, desperately surrendering, premature surrender,
They're over
getting
there. They're
everybody.
behind
Wait,
the fucking
no! Begging for mercy.
What? What?
Wait,
This is probably the 97th battlefield situation that we've gone through,
it's
how we would
not, I'll
act
tell
in
you what, it's
battle.
not the last.
It's
It's
certainly
not
not
the
the last.
last.
It'd be funny to do that to a drone. Maybe you think it's like a delivery drone and it's coming for you. And there's probably clips of people doing that out there. Oh my God. Oh, following you down like a Kmart parking lot. They
That's like
found, how
Drake,
do you want
kind of.
it?
He had a drone sneak up to his crib. You saw that a couple weeks ago?
Who? Drake?
I don't know if that was fake. There was a
It's fake,
drone.
bro. The way he throws that croc.
I know that was
It's
fake,
fake,
but
bro. Stop believing
anti-pedophile
all this shit,
force.
Nate. Please stop believing this shit.
A
Minor.
Hey, minor.
Didn't somebody fucking shoot at Drake's bodyguard to his
I'm
house or
done with
something?
the negative news, dude. If that happened, please keep it to yourself,
All
because I
right.
can't handle any fucking more of this negative news cycle.
There's a happy ending.
What is it?
I think they're okay.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, damn, how long have we been going?
I actually don't
It's
know.
hard to know. It's hard to know. None of us check the time.
Crap.
So this
Well,
could be a 3-hour podcast. We would have no
right.
idea.
I would guess we're at 48 minutes, 27 seconds, 18 frames.
Before we even think about saying our joys, let's go around and say who we would commit an act of vengeance to. First and last, style, name, style, and be real and say what you would do to them and tell them why they have to be punished.
Okay. This would be this is real. This is a person that I used to work with. And they ratted me out. I probably told this story, but I was an account manager, and somebody on the sales team kind of figured out that I wasn't really doing my job as I was supposed to. And she kind of ratted me out to my manager.
Hell no.
Okay, it's like, yo, yeah, I found a loophole in the system, and you're gonna fucking dog me for this. So that person was on my forever kind of like bullet list, like what or whatever, just revenge
Or
list in my head.
whatever. Jesus.
I don't have a bullet
Yeah.
list of people I want
Right.
to kill, just to make that clear.
Right.
But yeah, that person needs to be fucking taken the fuck out. And guess what? She fucking transferred to the Chicago office. She used to work in the Minneapolis. And I was giving
Wow.
her some, and we see each other in the hallway sometimes, and I just gave her that look like, you remember me, right? I used to be on your team. Yeah.
Well, Nate, I have something to tell you, man. That maybe hasn't occurred to you yet, but you are a creator, you're a writer, you're a future director, future pro ex executive producer. And so many people would try to get vengeance by talking shit to her in person or talking shit behind her back or, doing whatever. But you have the ability to have eternal vengeance by skewering her in a series, whether that be live action or animated or even a feature. And you can literally use her name, and within the creative work, you can have your vengeance. See what I'm saying? And she'll watch that someday and go, "That's Nate fucking Brown, isn't it?" And I underestimated him, and he's right. I suck.
People need to stop fucking underestimating me, please. Please, for the love of God.
I welcome that. I
And
think
stop
I'll.
underestimating creatives in general. I will just to tag on to that.
Yeah, we might
I'll.
be late bloomers, but when we
Right.
bloom, it's going to be very ripe.
Explosive.
Yes.
Explosive. Jack, who are you coming vengeance on and why, and how are you going to do it?
Well, I want some truth revealed. As we all know, I was breathalyzed in high school, and I didn't like that they did that to me, and nobody was fucking brave enough to fess up. But I do believe, based on my scientific, logical reasonings around who even saw me that day, I believe it was my fucking chemistry teacher. Yep. I think she fucking ratted me out to the fucking cops and had me breathalyzed. And guess what? You do not. I was not a straight A student, but I had a straight A mindset. And I was a straight A friend. And I was a straight A son. Okay? And I was nonviolent. So how would I take her out? I'd put her in a. I'd probably want to do something scientific since she was my chemistry teacher. I'd probably go, do you know what happens when you mix an amino acid with fucking nutritional yeast,
And salt.
dumbass, and salt and fucking El Yucateco green triple X hot sauce? And guess what?
Yeah, what?
It turns into a fucking vat of acid,
Holy
biatch,
shit.
and then I lower Mojo Jojo style down into that tub of death.
Nate, please play Mojo Jojo. Please just start beckoning to play him
You think
by
that's
dressing
short
up
for
like him on
something?
TikTok.
Mark Joseph Joseph
Mojo
Joseph.
Jojo. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, I forgot. Me and Nate didn't consider that you hadn't gone yet. We were just gonna move on, but yeah, sorry, man. Our
No,
bad.
that
Go
would be a
ahead.
mistake because mine's very powerful. I went on a mission trip to what was called the Rocky Boy Indian Reservation in Montana, with my church in about 2007. And on the way, and yeah, of course, there were girls on the mission trip that I had a crush on, right? Of course, who wouldn't at 14, whatever, 15? And we're staying at a hotel on the way, on our way over, and everyone's at the water, in the pool, hotel pool. And we're all standing in line to get on the water slides. I'm a slightly, a bit overweight, nervous to have my body out, nervous, just uncomfortable in my own skin. And that's when this boy named Zach says, I take off my shirt immediately. He goes, all the girls are standing around. He goes, whoa, Eric's actually fat? Bro.
Wow. I
And
mean,
that's
he's a little
literally,
funny,
and I
but
hear him laughing right as I'm going down the water slide. He's fat. Nearly crying. Go back to my room, put the towel on immediately.
you
And
weren't
that
fat at all, right? And
I wasn't really, I was a bit chunky because I got really skinny my senior year, but I was a little overweight, certainly. I'll give him
okay.
that. Fair.
You had
Fair
your
play.
baby fat. You still had your baby
Yeah,
fat.
it's baby fat, bro. But he lost all of his hair at about 19 years old, and he ended up going to prison
Which one?
for a few different crimes. And he's been, yeah, I think he became addicted to alcohol. So my message to him is this: I forgive you, bro. Literally, I forgive you,
Wow.
and I hope you learned your lesson.
But if you had to kill him?
I wouldn't, dude. I would turn it on my fucking self before I killed anybody or anything.
Right, I'll take him out.
He's listening
Thank
to
you.
Joy Tactics in prison right now.
Over the loudspeakers, the warden's putting it on.
I wonder if anybody in prison incarcerated has listened. And if you're incarcerated and you're listening right now, we're rocking with you guys. We're there, we wish we could be there instead. But,
We should have a community bail bond for anybody who's like about to, get hit with something.
$12.
The
Joy Tactics Legal Fund.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
please
legal
let's get
fund.
the. Should we
Because
just start a legal fund for a
I
Joy
know
Tactics
somebody's
person?
gonna need it at some point. Because
It's not gonna be us.
it's proactive. You know what I'm saying? All
Right.
these GoFundMes are
Oh,
reactive. How
dude.
about we start
Yeah. With
building
a
the rules
proactive
now? The
bailout.
Pro Act. We could call it the Pro Act. That's something else. I would start a fucking fund that, speaking of vengeance, how about those small claims courts when the landlords are trying to keep your fucking security
Oh my
deposit.
fu- You're talking about that one place in
I
Bed-Stuy that we hate.
am. I
Oh
am.
my God.
Yeah.
We need to take vengeance upon them.
I literally want to invent a black hole and spark that shit, like a, spark that shit up in their apartments.
Of course.
By the way, why am I not in the small claims court for? I feel like I would dominate in that shit.
For what?
Anything. Like, I feel like I would. I forgot that even existed. I'm about to go take some. I'm about
Yeah,
to
Nate,
take
you
some people
like
out,
your
dude.
car was stolen. You
I
like,
know. Yeah,
you
that's not
could
a
go.
small claim, though, bro.
You had that botched surgery?
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, you
That's.
had that botched nose surgery. You fucking broke your spine walking up the Harriman Park State
Right.
Park mountains. You see them?
Yeah, you don't need a lawyer for that, do you? Right?
No.
You just go, just show
No,
up.
you just
You
need
don't need a
work
lawyer for
ethic
anything.
and
No, you
charisma.
never. There's no need for a lawyer.
Not anymore, not with our AI, the Joy Tactics AI legal tool.
When are we gonna start developing fucking AI agents, man? We need to get ahead of this fucking curve, man. There's a lot of money to be made.
I feel like fucking alcohol is fucking evil. Just put it that way. And last night, literally, I'm saying after taking that month and some time off, I was literally saying last night, you know, this is fucking fun. This is what you miss out on. Bro, can't we ever just like.
All right, so what
Lose
brought
your
you guys joy?
stability. This is
Okay.
mark this for Eric's hangover compilation. Somebody make a fucking Eric's violently hungover podcasting compilation,
Oh,
please,
if
for the love of
we need a
God.
compilation of like, yeah, trying to think what our three habits are. Me's probably forgetting what I was talking about. Nate is probably maybe it's the locations. I feel like Nate, you're in so many busted locations.
Okay,
But we'll never know.
what bar? Oh, okay. Went last night to a amazing steakhouse called the John Spar Tavern. Nate, have you heard of this?
John is it in K Town?
No, it's up by where Max lives.
Oh, maybe.
It was so unpretentious,
Is
really
it
good.
in Glendale more so?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Yeah, I've
sir,
been
it is.
there. Yep, that place is sick.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
That was popping. Steak. Yeah, I hit the filet mignon. Just put it that way.
Wow. Filet
Wow.
mignon.
Nate.
Well, I'll tell you what. See how relaxed I am right now, right? Today, got a massage in
Wow.
Toledo,
Wow. What
Ohio.
was that like?
It was actually pretty good. Pretty good
Was it man
massage.
or woman?
Woman. And there was a man that came in first, and I was like, oh, what the fuck? No. Yo. Nuh-uh. Nah. Nah. Nah.
Freaking,
Give me one of them chicks, dude.
was it painful?
No, it was actually pretty mild, but they weren't. It didn't seem like a place where they were gonna like really kill you know?
How
Which
long did
some
you go?
an hour, one
Damn.
hour. Yep.
Time kind of flies when you're getting a massage, doesn't it?
I was thinking that same thing while I was getting it. I was like, I had this thought where I was like, if I wasn't being massaged right now, like I would be like so antsy, you know? I mean, this is such a stupid thought, but while I was getting the massage, I was like, if I could I just lay here for an hour? Like I was just like, this is awesome, but I don't have a phone, you know what I'm saying? I'm not watching anything. And just a simple touch can be enough to
Wow.
satiate you with your own thoughts, you know?
Now
It's
imagine if that was
something.
a non-sexual male touch that was being given. Imagine the connection you could have there.
Making full eye contact the whole time, like your
Thank
eyes
you,
are wide
man.
open.
Appreciate this. Really appreciate
Appreciate
this.
this.
Oh,
Cheers,
massages would be
man.
fucking free if we all would just agree, like, yeah, same time. Let's basically just get in the hugging position. I'm gonna get your shoulders. You get my fucking hips.
The massage train you're speaking of?
Yeah, the fucking co-op massage parlor.
The amount of times I suggest that at parties that is denied is just
Let's get this shit
is too
cooking.
many. that I start one unsolicited. That's just,
Solicited.
I'm done doing that. Jack,
Yeah.
what gave you joy, man?
Well, I was very brave today. I did a public facing kickflip. Okay. It's very rare that
Wow.
you do that. I've been in the park working
Public
on my kickflips these days.
facing.
And I was leaving the park and yeah, I was on the trail, whatever. People are walking around. And I said, "You know what? I kind of want to fucking kickflip into this little downhill section on my way out." And so guess what? And I
You
thought,
did it.
"Oh, why would I do that? I'm 33. I'm probably not gonna land it. And everyone's gonna laugh at me. And then I'm gonna go home. And then I'm gonna lose my job. And then Eric's gonna fucking,
Wait,
whatever.
what?
Nothing." So then, whatever. Guess what? I said, "Fuck it. I'm not even considering those thoughts. I'm gonna believe in myself." Oops. Landed that shit. And guess what? It made me feel amazing.
I'm jealous,
Period.
man. I'm jealous of that. What type of deck are you riding, dude?
I believe, oh, I was rocking the local KCDC deck. That is a local board shop.
KCDC.
Teen Titan.
Well, guys, and that's another amazing episode from us. If anybody is considering vengeance, consider another path. I would just say, as we learn from history and we learn from our own experiences, vengeance might not be the answer.
Or do that shit and film it. All right, this has been Joy Tactics.
Peace out, everybody.
Sativa.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.